Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy Ford was one of the baddest men.
Nah, dude, they call me the kangaroo. Yeah.
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better ask about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Still silly sauce with the show, man. Till then, it's half moon open. Sometimes cold takes like a snowman. No proof, I'ma lie about a molding. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him, I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever trade again. What is in store? Like under the seat of the driver's side floor, it's Gucci's galore. So many more from six in the Mars, never more. Man, if I'm honest, the damage is done. Silly sauce on unlimited funds. Join us on Twitch for unlimited fun. JFig and Marcos, you with it or what?
Toby Tobin. Give two to Tobin is.
Happy Friday, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Let's have some silly sauce fun, you rascals. Going to the weekend. Got a big-ass Dolphins game coming up on Sunday.
Oh, I was on NFL Network yesterday.
You were?
Yeah.
Really?
With Andrew Siciliani.
Well, look here. Thanks for telling us, dude. Jeez, I would have liked to tune in.
Well, here's the problem. I thought they were going to ask me about the Dolphins Bills.
Oh, they were talking. They wanted to do for the Browns.
Yeah.
Now, Brown gal.
Yeah, because, you know, Andrew's from Cleveland.
I didn't know that, actually.
Yeah. So, you always get to chop it up.
Well, look at you. Yeah, look at your star rising and blowing up, my friend.
Star is not right.
Media mogul, hey. Leroy Horde. Mm.
Star is not rising on me. Like,
just me.
I'm start charging by the word.
With a foam block on my arm.
Nah, I took it off. I actually got a decent night's sleep last night.
Did you? You feel like you're more used to the pain now?
It's kind of dulling out.
Mm.
Know what I'm saying?
No.
Now, perhaps it had to do with the methods in which I upped my dosage.
Oh, all right. Listen, nothing wrong with that.
Hey, and I still haven't slept in my bed yet. Want to know why?
Dogs?
Because I sleep this way.
Oh, you're a side sleeper. So
that would put this arm on the bottom.
I'm with you.
If I slept this way, it would be good. But
maybe you could make a little pillow fort, like an armrest.
I already sleep like that, but it doesn't matter because it's on the bottom.
Mm.
If you sleep facing this way, you can only sleep with the right hand on the top. In order to put the left hand on top, I got to sleep the other way. Can't sleep like that.
Hit the ID here, Morpheus.
WAXY Miami, WSFS HD2 Miramar. The home of Tobin and Leroy, Jim Rome, Hawk and Crowder, the Miami Heat, and Inter Miami. And always live on the free Odyssey app.
The headlines are brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford?
We know trucks.
All right. Last night, Thursday night football, the Browns improved to 2-1. They beat the Pittsburgh Steelers 29-17. I'm sure you enjoyed watching that, Leroy.
Hey, it wasn't. It sounds like a blowout. Nah, they scored a touchdown on the last play. You know, the lateral?
Yep.
It was the lateral. They kept going backwards until they threw it in the end zone.
My wife was so adorable yesterday because we were watching. And she goes, well, what's the Browns mascot? I'm like, it's a dog. It's a dog pound.
No, it's not.
And then she goes, well, what's that elf?
It's Brownie.
I'm like, well, he's Brownie the elf. Yeah, but aren't you guys dog? Like, technically, isn't the mascot a dog?
Well, no, it's the whole thing behind it is the dog pound that was created by Hanford Dixon. So that's how we became the dogs.
Oh, old Hanford. Right?
But before that, it was always.
But you guys are more known as like, because there was, she goes to the crowd
the
and
dog pound.
Some dude is wearing a dog mask. She goes, what's with the dog mask? I was like, well, that's their thing. Right. She goes, well, what's
more
the elf?
More associated with that, but the actual elf is the thing. You know why I like it? I don't think it's a cool mascot or anything like that, but I like it because only the fans of Cleveland really understand, you know, the story and the history behind the elf. And so to me, that just brings more people together because, you know, you're going to have to fight people off for making fun of your elf.
It was like, and then she goes, well, what's the Steelers mascot? I'm like, what is this? What am I giving you mascot facts today? I'm like, it's
Robbie. Phone a friend.
What is going on here? I'm like, they don't have a mascot. Like, they make steel. That's Pittsburgh. You know, I believe their mascot's name is Steely McBeam, which kind of sounds like a porn star.
No, it's not.
I'm pretty sure it is, dude.
No, you're
Pittsburgh. Dude, I'm not making that up.
All the years that
Steely McBeam. I just looked it up. Swear to God, I'm not even doing the thing where I fake Google. Marcos, do it yourself then.
Wait. Yeah, no. We're just supposed to believe that.
Dude, do it yourself then.
Steely McBeam.
Wait, he says, I'm not even doing the thing. I'm like, okay, you would just admit it.
I swear to God, though, it's not something I care about lying about.
Hold on, man. Mr. McBeam.
Steely.
Yep.
Steely. Oh, wow.
Yep, exactly. Told ya.
Hold on. Boy, this guy looks like an idiot. He looks like Commodore. He just changed the outfit.
He definitely he doesn't feel like a mascot. It feels like
is he a pirate?
It feels like
I'm looking at images. Is he a pirate?
I don't know. It feels like a mascot for a team that has 6 championships should be a lot cooler. But nope. Steely McBeam. That's what they got. So anyway,
he's not even trying. He don't even have muscles.
I know. He's just the working man. With his terrible towel.
With the big ass square jaw. I guess that and signifies working hard.
I guess so.
And why does he have to tote around a beam? That's ridiculous.
Yeah, because you're not really doing that as a Steeler, are you? Like, don't they have like a forklift?
Well, no. You got to put them into place.
Hmm.
The beams.
Right? I guess so. I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like a hammer would be more appropriate for him.
To deal with steel?
Yeah, I don't know.
You do any work around the house, dude?
I do a ton of work around the house. I've never carried around a beam.
Well, yeah, because you're not Steely McBeam.
I guess not. I guess I'm not Steely McBeam. But anyway, Brownie the Elf, he is the winner yesterday. The Elves beat the McBeams.
It was, I love the way coaches want to be, you know, sometimes the identity of your team reveals itself, and it's not necessarily what you want it to be. But as a coach, I think a lot of times the best coaches just let it facilitate and do the best with that. So the Browns are a running team. And although I'd like to say that the team's going to be a whole lot better when Deshaun Watson gets back, they're still not going to win games if they don't run the football. That's who they are.
Well, they have good guys back there.
Yeah, and by the way, I said this when the Browns traded for Amari Cooper. He might be one of the best route runners in the league.
Yeah, he's good.
Is that dude not always open?
It feels like it. Dude,
it feels like got separation.
Bro, who was that dude yesterday with the catch?
Oh,
who the hell was it?
It was Pickens.
Dude, that catch was insane.
Yeah.
That right. legitimately did have comparisons to Odell. Like, you know, they always try and overdo
they
it.
They showed it. Remember, yeah, they yeah. showed the two.
I still think Odell's catches. Better because it's the OG and it was, the, you know.
Extended.
Yeah, but this was
this
good.
Was, Pickens wasn't fully extended. Although, the way he caught it.
It was almost smoother, though. It was like.
Right. That's what I was getting ready to say. The way he caught it, it looked like he always was going to kind of try to keep separation and catch it that way.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy.
Right. It was an awesome catch. And as soon as they start hyping up Mitch Trubisky, he went all Mitch Trubisky on him.
Oh, I know.
As soon as like they went at halftime and they say, Mitch Trubisky is having himself a day. Just wanted to see him throw it down the field a little bit more because he's terrible at it.
Yeah,
and
thanks.
Guess what?
Thanks, Ryan Fitzpatrick. He goes, what do you want to see, Ryan? I want to see him chug it deep. Oh, okay. Thanks for the analysis there, Show Pony.
Yosemite Sam. But like, really? I don't know, man. I don't usually have beef with players that do it. I usually have beef with some of the things they say. I just don't like when former players act like they didn't play, right? So you can all of a sudden be so critical of a guy that's doing the same thing you did. And so I just, that's when I have a problem. But, I mean, what is he doing? What is Ryan Fitzpatrick doing?
Not doing anything. He's like, it's such an act, you know? He's a show pony, dude. He's a show pony. I've been saying this. I'm glad people are coming around on it and realizing and realizing what I've been saying now for years.
Yeah.
He is a SP dude. And you know what? He's going to be in his bag next week trying to slander Tua because they're going to be doing Thursday Night Football.
That's right.
And
that's
he is
right.
going to be,
I wonder which one of those guys, is going to hold him accountable. You know what I'm saying? Call him out.
I don't know.
Hey, Show Pony, remember you said this guy, he threw 469 and 6 touchdowns. Have you ever done that?
He is, I don't know, but I know one thing is that I'm going to be sitting on my couch watching the pregame show, hate watching the pregame show, because I'm going to be taking notes on what this rat bastard has to say. That's what I'm up to.
I ain't doing all that.
Well, I know you're not, but don't worry. We'll have a recap the next day.
Dude. It's hard for me to watch pregame. You know why?
What's that?
I didn't like pregame when I played. Let's just get to the action, boss. What's up?
I'm with you. But listen, it's a special occasion. Aren't the Bengals wearing those the white stripes? Aren't they coming out with the old Siberian Tiger uniforms?
Yeah, looks kind of good.
Remember when they first came out, they were really cool.
They do look kind of cool.
It was too bad that the Bengals sucked, right?
They're not off to a good start. That's for sure.
I'm just like, it's hard to believe. Think about this. Since I got into the NFL, the Cincinnati Bengals have been to more Super Bowls than most of the league. And you would find that hard to believe with the simple fact that they've been a dumpster fire for so long.
Got a little Marlins in them.
No,
couple
because,
World Series,
I mean,
but the rest has been a disaster.
Everybody criticized the job that Marvin Lewis did, but he actually kept them relevant for consistent.
Yeah, super solid.
Right.
Yeah,
and that's never good enough, you know, because guys get bored with it. Oh, we can't get over, take the next step. We need another coach, and you forget that maybe it's because of the coach that you got to this point.
Man, well. That was your Thursday Night Football last night. Obviously, we'll get to all the other action that's coming up this week. Take a quick break. The Ime Udoka story. We'll give you an update on that coming up next.
Ooh. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. Take you up until 10 o'clock this morning. Dolphins, Bills coming up on Sunday. That's what we call a biggin. Week 3 of the NFL season got underway last night. Browns beat the Steelers. Leroy Horde was on NFL Network.
Famous.
Yeah, super famous, dude. Super famous, this guy.
Nah, dude.
He's a big timer.
No, I'm not.
Well, you know what? I was on Sports Radio Rochester.
Ooh, wee! Blowing up.
The chicken wing.
Ooh. Oh, man. Chicken wings are so good. Anyway.
Hey, so would you like to hear what they're doing to me in this house?
Oh, yeah, sure.
So yesterday, I say, hey, Fonz, kind of hungry. You want to get some food?
Mm-hmm.
He said, I feel like eating a burger. I said, nope. He goes, why not? I said, because then I have to cut it like Solana. Because I only got one hand.
Does he know what that means?
Huh?
Does he know what that means? Like, does he know your longstanding beef with Solana?
First of all, he's a man. So when you say cut your burger, he know you're going soft.
Of course.
Right. So that's, I didn't have to say who, but the fact that I mentioned the name, he knew what that meant.
Gotcha.
So then he starts making fun. Well, guess we won't be having steak unless you're going to put the knife in your mouth and just keep going. And so then my wife comes home. I say, what do y'all want to eat? I'm making sliders so you can get one bun in your hand. I'm like, what are we doing?
Funny enough, I made sliders last night.
She had chicken. She had a little, she cut up a tenderloin.
She made like... She made like food sliders, not burger sliders, huh?
Nice.
No, burgers. It was little burgers, little hamburgers.
What do you mean with the chicken?
She did a chicken.
She did like, chicken too?
Chicken one. She did pork ones.
That's pretty cool. Oh, pork.
But not
sliders.
With the shredded pork. She cut a she cut a tenderloin
and
put it on the skillet and cooked it like that. And then she did burgers.
Sounds good, dude.
Gotta tell you.
Mm.
Mm. That's right.
That's right, Lefko.
That's right. I was look, one hand in it. I still can't sleep in my bed, but that's okay.
Okay, so yesterday, we got the email.
Yeah,
Duncan News.
Look at the swelling.
Yeah. Look. Yeah, see it? Yeah, on the hand?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So yesterday we got the Ime Udoka news that he was going to face some kind of discipline for this for this relationship that he had with somebody in the Celtics organization, but we didn't hear the, I'd say right after our show, Woj came out and said, "Yeah, it's probably going to be for a year." And I was like, "Whoa, a year?
Right?
The entire season? Holy crap!"
And that's in house.
Right. That's a Celtics suspension. So
my question is, why they must really like him? Because why would you suspend somebody for a year and then bring him back?
Well, I think the thought is around everybody is they feel like he would get scooped up. Now, I don't know who's scooping him up a week before training camp.
You'd be amazed.
But I guess I'd be amazed. I don't know. But he is but I think that's the theory of, because there were rumors yesterday that he was going to resign. And there's still a lot of reports that he may never coach for the Celtics again. But he is he's at least on the shelf for a year. Shams reports out of The Athletic, the Celtics have suspended Coach Ime Udoka for the entirety of the 2022-2023 season. The team added in a statement that a decision about his future with the Celtics beyond the season will be made at a later date. So, yeah, that sounds like definitely in the realm of they could not bring him back. The second year's coach's punishment is a result of an intimate relationship with a female member of the organization. Some members of the Celtics organization first became aware of the relationship in July, sources said. At the time, team leadership was led to believe that both parties that the relationship was consensual. But sources said that the woman recently accused Udoka of making unwanted comments towards her, leading the team to launch a set of internal interviews. The team's decision and announcement came after a closed door meeting on Thursday that involved team owners and President Brad Stevens and lasted for several hours. Earlier Thursday, Stevens and members of the Celtics front office met with players at the team facility. Udoka said in a statement on Thursday night, "I want to apologize to our players, fans, and the entire Celtics organization and my family for letting them down. I'm sorry for putting the team in the difficult position, and I accept the team's decision. Out of respect for everybody involved, I will have no further comment." The interesting thing about this is, with the whole consent, that was the thing that was put out in both reports yesterday, is that this was intimate and consensual. That word consensual was now taken out of the ESPN report, and now you're hearing that maybe there were some unwanted advances from Ime Udoka. So that definitely changes things. That's the thing that's always tough with how the reporting of the story came out. When you put it out in dribs and drabs, you don't have all the details, and the first thing everybody hears is, well, this is a consensual thing that went down, but they suspended him for a year. You know, that's what makes it tough, because I saw people going off on this yesterday, and even I had the reaction. I was like, well, this is a consensual relationship. He's getting the same suspension basically that Robert Sarver did for being inappropriate at the workplace with unwanted advances. So I think we got to be careful with
thoughts of this.
We don't really know. We don't know yet.
Because here, it could be something as simple as this. If the female that's involved admits to it, she gets fired. If there's some other type of behavior, you see what I'm saying? They take a whole different angle. So, I mean, how do we know that that's, not an issue? We really don't know what the truth is. And I hate these stories, not because a person shouldn't be punished if they did anything wrong, but I hate these stories because do we ever really find out what the truth was?
I think
you see what I mean?
Yeah, and it's also tough because everybody's racing to get to this, especially between Shams and Woj having such a competition between each other.
Right, exactly.
And it's like, well, he has this detail and the other guy doesn't have this detail. And so it's tough to get with the full picture of what goes here. I know that people are, yesterday was such a weird day on social media because – you have people looking at the Celtics media guide. They're like, well, who's on the staff that it could have been? And then, have to have reporters come out and shoot down the woman they're accusing of him having the relationship with, because it's very harmful to her that people are, saying, well, this is the person and it's not her. And, then there's accusations of, well, this person deleted their social media days ago. And so you get on this hunt because everybody's,
everybody
just kind of
searching.
Everybody's searching for the next thing, and you have this franchise in a situation right now where the guy, I think part of this is the guy had this incredible run last year with the Celtics, his first year, replacing a guy that everybody thought was a really great coach in Brad Stevens. And he did something Brad Stevens never did, which was, you know, get to go play for a championship. So now that that's just, boom, his basketball career just takes this basketball coaching career just comes to an end. And we're all kind of just left with this mystery of what the hell happened. Right. It leaves people kind of, it leaves people curious and dangerously curious because they start pointing fingers where they shouldn't be pointing them.
Right. I just think that, I think what the Celtics did was try to get ahead of this so that there wasn't all the stuff that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because if this lingers on, then people start snooping. Right. Whereas this way, they've taken care of it. There's been a suspension. He's not talking. The Celtics won't talk. And you move on from that.
Well, the Celtics are going to have to talk because they got, well, no, we got canceled. Like, Brad Stevens is going to have to address this.
Yeah, he will. But he'll say, hey, there was inappropriate behavior. We suspended him for a year. And that's it. That's all. You know what I mean? And they'll try to nitpick and, you know, what happened and whatever. But in the end, that's the only part that's the important part, that they shouldn't have, I don't care whether it was consensual or not, they shouldn't have been in a relationship, right? Now, was that relationship, you know, did they have problems within that relationship or how it was? That's a whole nother conversation.
Mm-hmm.
But this penalty is simply for the fact that he had the relationship.
We don't know. I mean, like, that's the thing. That,
we don't know, right?
That's the thing that's tough.
Because
I think that everybody,
that's the way you're presenting it.
Yeah, because the thing I think that everybody comes out with, well, if Ime Udoka just had an affair with somebody in the Celtics organization that was consensual, they both just happened to be sleeping with each other, people are going to be under the impression that, well, a year seems very harsh for that. Like, just for
right.
two consenting adults to have an intimate relationship. But if he were... Now, if you're in this powerful position that Ime Udoka is in, which is the head coach of the organization, and what is consensual? Like, what is the position if he is much higher in the organization? What are the pressures that she felt? What are all those questions? And so, you know, that I think is the interesting thing. And yeah, the first thing we're hearing is that there was contact that she didn't want, but that he was going forth with. You know, then you start getting into, okay, well, what are we going to do as an organization to look like we're taking care of this? Because
right.
we are seeing around the league, like we just saw with Robert Sarver, like, you know, all the misogyny and all the stuff that he was going through and put him in a position where he was suspended, fined a bunch of money, and now also is basically being shamed into selling the team. So this is a... It is a crazy turn for the Celtics because it kind of felt like basketball wise for an organization that had everything going for it, and you know everybody's like, oh, who wouldn't want to be the Celtics for the next 5 years with, you know, the players they got, with the coaches they got. You know, I don't think this is going to be like this smooth year after the finals that maybe they necessarily thought it was going to be running it back.
Right. Yeah. I mean it. The thing is, they got good players.
They do have good players.
They have really good coaches. And the guy that they have replacing them was on the up-and-coming list anyway.
Yeah, but I saw reports. You know who they might bring in? Old Frankel to put on the bench. Yeah.
I tell you what, as much as we say and we talk about him, he's pretty revered throughout the NBA, right?
Yeah, revered. I mean, mildly respected is what I would say.
Mildly respected?
Mildly respected.
I've never heard anybody say anything bad about Vogel.
Oh, you didn't hear Russell Westbrook?
Jimmy liked him.
What? Jimmy never had him as a coach.
Jimmy, who did Jimmy have?
Jimmy had Thibodeau.
Thibodeau.
Yeah, Jimmy had
Thibodeau. I get them mixed up. They seem like the same guy.
Kind of.
Right?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Real interesting, Leroy. Real interesting that you'd mix them up.
The intangibles?
Intangibles! We'll take a quick break here on the show. Back with more after this.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
If you ever gone to a football game that has a black school, In the Stone was played during the halftime show.
Oh, yeah?
Y'all know what I'm talking about.
I don't
know. Earth, Wind, and Fire. Everybody always play Earth, Wind, and Fire.
The elements.
You only got one element now.
Hey, man.
Just one little dread.
Kinda, all right.
You know,
maybe you can call Jimmy Butler's guy.
Nah. I mean, at some point, you got to let that dream go, right?
I mean, Jimmy Butler has dreads now, dude. I don't know.
Like, how about this?
Looks like the dream came back to life.
I golf with a guy that has a ponytail, and he's bald as hell. Like, he has no hair on the top of his head, but he grows his hair out and cuts his locks and donate them, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it still looks ridiculous that a guy with the semicircle has a ponytail.
Whew. I've actually seen these weird haircuts that are, like, in the spot of a ponytail, but it's just, like, a patch. It's very strange. Bald everywhere else, just a patch in the back. Don't like it.
Oh.
It's like you missed
it. Do they like clip the ponytail on or something?
I don't even
like
know.
Like a little patch to clip it on?
It's just like a weird little puff in the back. And I just don't like it.
Oh, man. I am so excited for this weekend. What are you guys going to do for this weekend, huh? Like, what are we doing for this Dolphins-Bills game? You know, you got your Browns game out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel
I'm
like.
Limited.
What? Well, I know you're limited. What are you eating right now? What is that, a protein bar? What the hell is that?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look miserable, because I know you. You're a snacker.
It's hard to prepare stuff in between the break. Once I start looking at all the pieces and what has to happen,
it's an obstacle course.
I realize I have one hand. I get frustrated and I just grab one.
Funny thing, funny enough, I was making a sandwich yesterday for lunch. I was like, man, imagine if I had to do this with one hand.
I think in solidarity.
Guess what?
We just got to do it.
Because I'm a eater.
Yep.
And we know all the pits and, you know, and the downfalls of eating. The day before my surgery, I went to Publix. Guess what I got?
What?
Squirt bottles.
Oh, yeah, you told me
mayo,
this yesterday.
Ketchup,
you got squirt bottles, and you told me you got really thick sliced meat.
Yeah.
To get better grip.
Mm-hmm.
Solid.
I don't know, man. I gotta know. Yeah, I tell you what I like. I like those prepackaged meats that they do now at the old Boar's Head stand. I'm a big fan.
That's called stealing.
I don't steal it. I pay for it. You're stealing someone else's order, dude?
No. They don't have this at your Publix? Publix now.
They have
a Boar's Head stand.
Boar's Head.
Yeah.
You just go through and you can get what you want.
I love
they
that.
They don't always have. They don't like.
But it's normally like they used to like. This
half
been
a pound.
They've been pre-sliced meat before, but now it's like Boar's Head. It's quality. Like they do it every morning. Mwah, I'm a fan.
Nice.
Grab and go. I don't got to wait for Gertrude behind me.
I do get it and go, but it's a little bit too thick.
I was like
they make those thicker.
I was yesterday. I was at Publix and some lady. Oh, she must have been a like.
100's probably strong. She was probably like 85 years old. And she's like, rickety, and we're in the water aisle.
Oh, no.
And she like eyeballs the water, and she eyeballs me. She like looks at the water. Excuse me, sir. Does this say spring water? It didn't. It said distilled, but I still gave it to her.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Hey, I was getting gas one time.
What does she know?
Yeah, and I guess. This old lady asked me to pump her gas for her. So I'm like, all right. So I pumped it. She tipped me a dollar. I'm like, hey, ma'am.
Well, that's nice of her.
That's really nice.
I mean.
That was probably a lot of money back in the day.
No, that was like 2 months ago.
Yeah, have you ever had the Publix cart, the guy at the Publix checkout? You ever taken him up on that help? Because they'll ask me, and I'm like, dude, does it look
you
like
know why?
Do I need that help?
I'm a man.
Yeah, I'm like,
I push my own basket.
Can I help you, sir? I'm like, no.
No,
I'm almost
okay.
Insulted you're asking me.
Right.
I know it's part of your job, but like.
Or, just a pet peeve of mine. I don't want a snot-nosed kid at the register asking me for ID to buy liquor. I say, man, I got nose hairs older than you.
Yeah, sometimes that's policy, though. You know, like, you never know.
Hey, come on. Come on.
You never know. Like, I did self-checkout the other day, and, like, I had to, you know, they make you, someone's going
to
enter it.
For somebody
to come in. And so, like, they're like, he's like, can I see the ID? He knew. And I was like, yeah, sure. I don't care. Because, I, you know, you never know if, like, I'm an inspector. What if I'm a public, internal investigations from Target to try and get somebody, you know?
Yeah. Hey, it almost sounds like I'm a nitpicker.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really not.
I would say for Publix you are.
What?
Yeah, like if I were to say your next job, I would say it'd be Publix quality control.
Oh yeah.
Like that'd you would be like we've brought in an expert here to make sure our operations are going better.
You know the first thing I throw out?
What?
Be with you in a minute. We know we're in line. Like, stop. You know what? If you want to expedite my Publix experience, pick it up. Don't chit-chat. The green shirts chit-chatting at the opening. Jeez. Right? How many times you see a bunch of green shirts huddled up?
Imagine Leroy in Publix with a whistle. Hey, no chit-chat in the green shirts over there.
You ever see...
Having meetings in the middle of the store where people try to get the hell up out of there.
Yeah, you ever see Better Call Saul? The guy Mike, he's the ball guy. Well, he basically has a shell job, basically, so the cartel can pay him, which is security control. But like, he just showed up one day to the job to actually do security control. They didn't want him there. And so, like, he's just going through everything. He goes, you're not wearing your vests. He goes, you got three people over here on break. That's over policy and over capacity. That'd be Leroy.
Yeah, perfect.
Really?
You'd be taking okay. Listen, we got an eater over there. What are we going to do to prevent these eaters while they shop?
Oh, man. There's a couple of things I have. Like, I saw a lady return half a gallon of chocolate milk.
What?
Mm. I say it took you a half a gallon to realize that it wasn't right.
Mm. Something fishy about that.
But they gave me the scoop behind it. I asked, why y'all take back everything? You know? Say because they give these little Publix gift cards, they still get the money.
Oh, so they don't give back the money, they just give you back a gift card.
They give you a gift card that you gotta spend there. So they still getting your money.
Yeah. Mm. That's smart.
Which is very smart. That I never smart. Thought, I'm like, wow, you know, I always get on people for returning stuff. But now I see Publix's point of view, and I'm like, okay.
Hey, Marcos, look who's on SportsCenter just now. Did you see him, your boy?
Nah. Oh.
Klay Thompson was on.
Oh, look at that. Is this a guy who's vacationing alone after winning the championship because he's so annoying that no one wants to hang out with him?
Jeez.
Wow.
Wait, look. There's beef and there's petty against a lot of players for reasons we can't explain.
Yeah. Guilty.
But you're petty against Klay. Wow. Like, holy.
He just had enough of him.
The guy doesn't even talk.
He doesn't stop talking.
I could never pick Klay Thompson's voice out of a lineup. Like, if you tried to tell me, is this Klay Thompson's voice? And if he sounded like Hillbilly Joe or an Australian, I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know
doesn't
what he sounds like.
Off guard? You know what? It catches me off guard. When I watch golf, because there's Asian people with Australian accents mm-hmm. in golf, and it throws you off.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa!
Yeah, it does. It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. Oh, I don't know, man.
Oh, so hey. Hmm? By the way, now you know, because I'm, you know, I got the little boo-boo or whatever, right? I made sure to send Hawk a picture of my itinerary the day after surgery. See, I didn't have to go stay with mommy. I didn't have to take a week off.
Wow.
Right? He said, you know why? He says, why is that? Because I'm a man. That's why.
Were you on their show yesterday?
If I got to cut my burger in half, I'm not eating burgers.
Were you on their show yesterday?
On Andrew? No.
With Hawk and Crowder.
I wasn't. He kind of ghosted me.
Really?
I think he's trying to protect Solana.
Really?
Yeah, wow. He ghosted. Because he said, I'll call you back. I called him. He looked like he was into some unsavory situations in the middle of the day. So I thought he would call me back. And I was like, well, he'll probably call me back during the show and have me. Nope. Ghosted me.
Wow. What's up with that, Hawk?
Yeah, what's up with that? Because I think they trying to protect Solana. I mean, soft is soft. You can't do nothing about soft.
Soft is soft, dude.
Yeah, man. Wear it. That's okay.
Take a break.
We good.
Solana did say, Dade South is right. He did say on the last Porpoise pod, he said that Solana believes that he lives rent-free in your head.
Really?
He did say that.
Really? Listen, you got to be a little more manly to get space in this head. You're too soft. Too soft. You know where you can go? You can go in the green room and just sit there. And then you're going to get bumped.
Look at that. I'm swole.
That's right.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.